Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Andrew Shatkin Show, starting a little late, but we still have time to handle a very important topic. By the way, you should know I have an MDiv from Princeton Seminary. I've been a pastor, and I have a very, very an abiding Christian commitment in every way. Sometimes I talk about my background, but I don't have time for that tonight. The topic for tonight will be the fall and suffering. Now, when I speak about the fall, it's something that a lot of people don't want to know about, don't care about, and have no need much to say about it. However, there are events described in the first chapter of Genesis, which many people have missed in fairy tales. After all, they say, what have we got to do with what have we got to do with two people in a garden and a snake, and a snake that tempts a woman to disobey and eat of a told the tree she was not supposed to? However, this event can be understood as historical or allegorical. If it was historical, it took us out of our present cosmic system, present world system. We can understand it as literal or allegorical. It is a way of God's attempting to explain to us how evil came into the world and why it's in the world. He's trying to come down to our human understanding and try to explain to us something that took outside of human history and outside of our world. So there's this situation where the fall story, and the serpent says to Eve, don't eat of the tree of the garden. And the woman replies, God had commanded her not to eat from one tree. If he did, she would die. And the serpent says to the woman, you will not die. And he says, you'll be like a god, and your eyes will be opened. And that is what happened. She thought that she was going to be great. She was tempted to consider her great importance. And it is a deeply profound story that we must reflect on and seek to understand fully. The mistake that Eve made was pride. And she knew that she would be like God, she would be great, and she gave in to the failing of every person who has ever lived, namely pride. Eve gave in to the temptation and reached the conclusion that she was beyond herself and equal to God. None of us likes to be told we're subject to anyone or to any person. A child will resist obedience to her parents. Pride is the mistake. And it's the mistake of thinking we are right and we are great. And it fools us into thinking we are great and greater than others. Eve thought she could be like God. And she brought about in this fall the entire destruction of humanity. So we have to understand what happened in this fall. It brought evil, not only evil and wickedness into the world, but all kinds of natural disasters. It brought death. It brought suffering in every way. It's so terrible. It made our terrible world what it is. And that is what happened. This event in which Eve thought she would be like God, she'd be top person. She was fooled into her pride. And like Eve, like all of us, just thinks we are gods and we are great. And she brought the entire fall of humanity in this event, and none of us wants to concede our limitations or our failings or wishes to be sufficiently honest with ourselves to say we are not equal to God or equal with each other. The serpent fooled her, even lured her into thinking she could be something she could never be and would never be, pride and foolishness and stupidity. Let's get more to the point here. Yes, this event, this mistake that Eve made in Genesis 2, I believe it happened. And we all of us share in this fall, in this act of pride. The fall story is true because it tells us who we really are in our pride and egotism. John Milton correctly analyzed the person of Satan in Book 2 of Paradise Lost. We have the picture of Satan in his overwhelming and incredible pride, where he states he would rather rule in heaven than serve in rule in hell than serve in heaven. So let's get down to brass tacks here. What happened? There was a fall, and this mistake, pride of our first parents, but they gave into the lie of the serpent and Satan, that they would be equal to God and be something great and important. And they gave into it, and it brought about not only our very mixed-up world, not only evil and wickedness, but all kinds of problems, whether painful childbirth, whether death, whether natural events destroying us all, earthquakes, volcanoes, etc. It brought all this about. So what are we going to say about suffering? We've already covered this business of what happened in this fall, and it brought about this suffering. It resulted in this suffering. And the sufferings of Jesus are very specifically related. In chapter 26 of Matthew, it is said the chief priests and elders of the people gathered in the palace and took counsel to arrest Jesus before executing him. Matthew results that Judas goes to the chief priests and asks him, what are we compensated for the delivery, and they pay him 30 pieces of silver. So there are these events here where Jesus is crucified and suffers greatly and whatever in the crucifixion. He's put upon the soldiers strip Jesus and put a scarlet robe on him and place a crown of thorn upon his head, put a reed in his right hand and mock him and spit him and strip him of his robe, leading him to the crucifixion. These are the events that happened, and Jesus greatly suffered. So the question is, why do we suffer? Why does God permit suffering? Well, I think there's an answer. I'll give two answers. God permits suffering, but it is only in suffering that we can develop compassion for the sufferings and difficulties of other people. If we don't suffer, if we don't experience some pain, then we will never know the compassion that we should have for the suffering of others. And also, in Jesus' suffering, he asks us to join him in his suffering. Jesus suffered because of his great compassion for humanity, and he tells us to do the same. He bids us suffer with him and be part of his suffering, which is part of his compassion. The suffering I'm talking about is real. It's sympathizing. It's understanding the difficulty of others. And Jesus became fully a human being because he wanted to understand the sufferings of humanity. It's only in being fully human that he's able to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm finished up on this topic, and I'll probably talk about it in a week or so, but you can find my essays on suffering and on the creation and fall in my book, Essays on Faith, Politics, Culture, and Philosophy. You will find it in this chapters, in this, which I think you'll find helpful and interesting. You will find it in The Suffering of Christ, chapter 29, on page 84. And you'll find it creation in the fall of man, the chapter on the fall of man in this book also. These chapters are very hopefully revealing and helpful. And they do reveal what happened in the fall, hopefully, and what is the meaning of Christ's suffering and are suffering, and why we must suffer to understand the difficulties of other people. I hope you've enjoyed this bit of talk, and the suffering of Christ can be found on chapter 29, page 84 of the book. The issue of the fall of man can also be found in this book. It's found on page chapter 23, page 59, Creation and Fall. And it's also found in another chapter on the fall, on page 111, chapter 40 of the book. You'll find chapters on the fall and its meaning. And you'll find chapters on suffering and its meaning. I'm not saying that suffering is a happy event and that God wants it. He doesn't want us to suffer, but he does want us to have free will. And he doesn't want people who are robots, and he wants people who can understand the difficulties of other people, because he himself, in Christ, on the cross, took upon himself our suffering and our difficulties. I'll talk more about this in a week or so and clarify it even more. Thank you for your time.